Yeah, so back and better than ever from Clarksville. So, Greg, before we get into the topic today.
Yeah.
Sure. We're glad you're back.
Thank you.
You're back and better than ever.
Yeah. So, well, just back.
All right.
Sorry, Greg.
The rest is, no remains to be seen.
I'm just glad to be back.
That's right. Well, we're going to share some stories about people who got fired for some pretty outrageous behavior.
Oh,
so here's two stories for you. And this first one is a guy who showed up his first day at work, which is great. Then he ghosted the next 3 days. He just didn't show up.
We actually hire people like that sometimes.
It happens.
Yeah.
So, and then he shows up on the fourth day, high on drugs and shirtless, but he shows up in the middle of the day, like not at his scheduled shift. For some reason, they allowed him to stay, only to trip over office supplies that he left in the middle of the floor, took a header into the computer monitor, and fell asleep. It was at that point they fired him.
Which got him fired, right? The header into the computer monitor or the falling asleep?
I've got to blame the company.
Absolutely.
Why would you let him?
Absolutely.
Why would you even tolerate it?
Someone
no shirt, no shoes, no service.
High.
And he didn't have a mask on, so he couldn't.
Unbelievable.
And high as a kite.
Yeah.
Well,
this one's not too far from it either.
For sure the company was to blame. Here's another one. All right. Working as the floor manager of a call center.
He's a manager.
And he's a manager, right. A floor manager of a call center. This person was outside. So this manager was outside on a smoke break when a brand new trainee comes out to join him. The floor manager recalls the situation. He comes outside smelling like vodka and asks me if I want some Xanax.
To buy some Xanax.
I declined, walked inside, told his operations manager to fire him. So he gets pulled to the front and is fired, but decides to try and threaten the receptionist with a golf putter that we had in the office.
Oh, wow.
He then barricades himself into the HR office and has to be removed by the police. Now, that is a bad trainee right there.
That is...
What happened to let that guy through?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bad vetting system there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, just as these people got let go, sometimes consumers let deals go for seemingly irrational reasons. Today, we're tackling the sales question that is often asked, does bundling products together increase or decrease the amount of sales that you get and the value of your product or services? And I think the first time I remember hearing about the bundle was, like, big time was with Comcast when they had the triple play, the phone, cable, and internet.
Yeah, they're experts at that, actually.
They were.
They made that big. So this information comes from an article written by Chernev and Bro and is published in the Kellogg Insight over there at Northwestern University.
Mm-hmm.
And they investigate the bundling of products from different price tiers. So they look at the psychology behind retail strategy of some of these companies is what we're going to look at, as well as online purchases of throwing several items into a virtual shopping cart is sort of the sense that we're going after here.
Yeah, so this is pretty interesting. They documented what they called the subtraction effect. And this is the phenomenon of the consumer perception of bundled products losing value rather than gaining value. One specific example they give, and this was interesting, it was healthy food versus non-healthy food, and they use the burger and side salad, and so they use caloric value rather than monetary value.
Okay,
so it was pretty interesting.
So it went like this. So they asked people one of three questions.
Mm-hmm.
How many calories they thought were in the burger, the side salad, or both? Now, what they found was the burger alone averaged about 500 calories, which is probably low for a burger, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Five Guys yesterday. 500 is not even on the list.
Not even.
But anyway, so the burger alone, they answered, average was 500 calories. The side salad alone was 100. So 600 when individually sold, you know, and then, but when people were asked how many calories were in the two combined, like the bundled approach, the average answer was 400. So, like this false,
a
false sense of what the total calories really are.
Yep. Yeah, so they follow this up with an experiment where they paired an expensive retail item with an inexpensive retail item. They gauged the willingness of consumers to purchase an at-home gym versus a year-long gym membership. But then they also, in some instances, bundled the at-home gym with a fitness DVD for the same price.
Mm-hmm.
What they found was a 31% drop in willingness to purchase the at-home gym.
Because of that DVD.
Because of the DVD. It's just bananas.
So the on-paper logic doesn't make sense here. You add value to a product by, you know, you get this DVD. Okay. Yeah. It's something at least. It should be some more value to that. But for some reason, it dropped in value, the whole package, when compared to a 1-year gym membership. And the reason that the authors give for this is that consumers tend to classify items into categories rather than their monetary value.
Yeah, that's right. You know, consumers tend to think of items as high-end or low-end, or in other terms, expensive or cheap. Mm-hmm. And by bundling two items from opposing categories, you end up encouraging consumers to treat them as categorical opposites. There is an expensive one and an inexpensive one. Then jointly evaluate them in a process in which the authors coined categorical averaging.
So in preparation for us after reading this, I went and looked up. Do you remember in the 70s, buy Cadillac, get a Yugo for free? Do you remember that?
Something like that, yeah.
You got a Yugo for free?
It was a Chicago dealership.
Maybe it was a Pinot.
I looked up. It was definitely a Yugo.
Pinot would have definitely taken down the value.
Like a Yugo didn't. But anyways, it's that concept. And the authors explain that even though, you know, there are not numerical values associated with these categories, combining them results in a process that's like akin to this numeric averaging. So when people have to mentally combine the expensive and the inexpensive together, their mind settles on something in between. So it's really better to sell things in their own categories instead of bundling, I would think.
I would think so. Yeah, so maybe your employer is bundling you with coworkers that are not as valuable as you are.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Good segue.
That was perfectly well written, Ben.
Well, if that's you, let's talk about getting you matched up with the right employer who will value you and your efforts. Or maybe you're an employer that is looking for some valuable workers. Call us. We have a pool of candidates looking for a great company to work for. Mm-hmm. Jim, how can they contact us?
If they want to unbundle themselves, get business leaders and team members, if they want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on into our Jackson location, 707 North Wisner, mm-hmm. out there on Ganson. Excuse me, we're on between Ganson and North Street on Wisner. 787-6150 is our phone number there.
We're the unbundling
company. Come and get unbundled.
How are you guys describing the job market right now?
There's some challenges out there. It's that dilemma that we talked about, you know, over the last couple of months, Greg, that parents are really having this dilemma between going to work or staying home with their child who's e-learning, at least part of the time during the week. So,
and there's still a lot of people are still feeling the threat of COVID in the workplace, so they're very hesitant to work. We have a lot of openings, and we're doing everything we can to get people to come in to the offices and apply, and we do definitely have jobs for people.
We have a lot of jobs in a lot of different companies doing a lot of different
things.
And not
just in Jackson, across all of our branches.
Yeah.
Down in Clarksville, of course, too. So.
Yeah.
So if you have a question, call again.
787-6150.